4, November Uniform Echo.
Good morning, sir. Call sign here is Kilo Zulu 4 Mike. Kilo Z 4 Mike. My name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Hey, Chad. Over here in Campobello, trying to get to Greenville. How are you today, sir?
Coming into the great metropolis of Great Cork, heading towards Greenville. Hey, while you're up there in Campobello, just go by my house and pick up my mail for me and bring it to me.
I just left there, man. Where you live? I see. I'm right there in Little Chicago.
I'm through there all the time, especially when I'm going over to harass Pete. My ham buddies, Steve, he lives over there off of Newcut.
K-N-4 VWA.
Him.
Only probably 2-3 miles from me, I'd say.
Run down to this joint, Mount Lebanon Church Road, that is run over to Newcut. So, I go through Little Chicago all the time.
What you out doing this morning?
Way to testing. Maybe we'll have somebody show up. Usually around Christmas, we don't have that many people come to take tests.
Say that, because that's exactly where I'm headed.
Which test are you taking?
No, I'm going to be one of the VEs.
You're one of the new VEs?
Yep. First time.
I'm normally a staple there, and I'm going, okay, wait a minute. Let me think about this. I'm horrible with names and faces anyway, so just making sure I hadn't met you before I went. Oops.
Before I did my general and general and extra class over here at Greenville. But this is the first time I've come as a VE. I expect I'm just going to be moving chairs around.
Nope. I won't allow that. but there's a chance that my signature might be on one of your CSCEs.
I can look. I know I've been waiting for Westcars to process my information now for, I don't know, probably close to 2 or 3 months, I'd say. Finally got it in the mail, got it through email the other night, and Gary invited me, so I said I'm going to go.
What deal? Is it froggy up there as it is down here?
Yeah, it's horrible. I don't know, visibility's probably 1/8 of a mile here, maybe, if that.
That's what it is here. I'm coming into Owens, so it looks like it's about maybe an 1/8, maybe.
Well, I thought there'd be a little less traffic coming down 29, but looks like I might have been wrong.
I'm noting quite a bit of traffic compared to what it usually is down here, on a Saturday morning anyway. I'm meeting a lot more than what I normally would.
Well, so when is the January testing? Because I'm the club president there at Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club in Tryon, and we've got two that need to test in January.
Me, when we get up here to the Red Cross and I'll look, I can't tell you without looking on my phone exactly what day it is, but if you got somebody that needs tests, especially if you got a couple, we might be able to work something out if they can't make it to one of the test sessions. We can set something up.
Got 6 that are studying, but 2 are saying they'll be ready by January. four of them are, just have got their books. So, you know, you never can really tell what that's going to end up being. But, we'll see. I'm pushing them a little bit. And let's see what comes of it.
I have to have them check out some of our videos.
Oh. Use myself, and I know a couple of them's using them.
Shooting for Whiskey for Echo Yankee to tell me and Dave whether it's going to be a go or a no-go for in-person classes come January. I'm hoping that we'll get back into a classroom type setting, but we'll still record everything and put it back up, so it's a hurry up and wait thing.
When I took over as president, I stopped all of the face-to-face meetings and moved everything to Zoom. I hope that wasn't a mistake, but some of the club members are wiser, let me word it that way, and I just, with this virus, man, I just said, let's try Zoom and see how that works. I just hope it wasn't a mistake.
Are you guys having in-person meetings, or are you still doing Zoom?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. We were doing in-person meetings, and then I put a stop to it and moved everything to Zoom. And the newer guys will do, you know, additional Zoom training classes to, you know, help them get on board. But that's kind of where we're at.
Roger. Well, and if you ever want to stick your head in, the Greer Club meeting was last week. You're more welcome to come anytime you want to one of those meetings. It's a good group of people. As a matter of fact, we got a whole bunch that come down from Columbus and Green Creek area, come down to Greer for our club.
I see. Well, that's good. That's good. I think we've got 32 members. We run a little net every Monday night on 145-330, and you know, we're just having a good time with it. I mean, we're all trying to learn together, and we've got a lot of new hams that have come into the club, and we're really enjoying all of this, to be honest with you.
I didn't know that there was a club up there, because, I mean, heck, that's real close to me, but I've been going to the Greer Club now for, I don't know, 3-4 years, I guess. Well, 4 years, probably. They've been around for a while, and they got a lot of Elmers in there, so I probably wouldn't go. You could be lured away from them, even if it was held at the Sphinx in Gallinville, but, I like going to other places, too, and spreading your wings, get to meet new people, learn new things.
We are at a point to where we've got our new members are, we've had to break it down to the basics. Basics. Last week we had to do training class on, you know, repeater etiquette, how to, you know, communicate on a repeater, that kind of stuff, you know. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, they're telling me, every one of them that has told me that, you know, we went and got our license, and then when, you know, 2 or 3 days go by, when we we got over the fact that we were licensed hams, we were just like, okay, well, now what? I mean, what does that mean? We, you know, don't have anybody to show us anything. And so they became club members and jumped up on the thermal belt repeater. I mean, KO4NUE. It didn't take long where we said, okay, you know, we need to get a class together real quick. And, you know, get some of these bad habits straightened out. So, and we did. It was, they were receptive to that. And, you know, so, I mean, that's progress. It's just slow, boy, it's slow. But that's okay, you know. We got six females in our club, and that's, you know, that's pretty interesting. And we just, you know, just trying to have a good time with it.
We need more Yankee Lamas. You know, if I get with me, I've got plenty of resources. If sometime down the road you guys want to have somebody do a Arduino presentation or CW, because we've pretty much formulated a lot of that stuff into what we do. Also, you got another good resource right down by Lake Robinson. He's done a lot of stuff for us. He does a presentation for all of our tech classes at the end of when we're done with the class. Now I'm a ham, now what? And it's informative. But I actually think that's actually up on YouTube also. I think we got a video of him doing that.
So they, when I got elected as the president, the club members said, okay, you know, we want to do training. We don't want to just come to the club and just sit and socialize. We want training. So we put together a little training program. Once a month, we do a Zoom class on topics that the club wants to be trained on. Now, when this COVID thing ever gets straightened out, we'll go back to face-to-face, but, you know, we've got some older members in there, and we're just trying to take care of them. But January training is warns wide area repeater network system, how to use it and how it can benefit you and your community. And then in January, we're going to conduct a simplex net, how to do simplex operations. And then tentatively in March is SC Heart linked repeater system, how to use it and so on and so forth. KO4NUE for station ID.
Well, it sounds like you've got the thing rolling. If you ever need any resources or any help at all, just let me know. If I can't answer it, I guarantee you I know somebody that can. But it seems like closer I get to Greenville, the foggier it's getting. I've done come through Simpleville, and I'm down, way down below 8th now.
Yes, Taylor's, and it's getting worse. I mean, I can see it's just a dreary morning, and I hadn't had enough coffee.
I see that quite a bit, but I can't say that this morning. I had to cut myself off because I didn't want to meet that threshold. I got a nice threshold that is a very fine line in between therapeutic coffee drinking and automatic colon cleanser.
Oh, yeah, well, that's about a half a cup for me. That's all it takes.
Been of traffic here on the interstate for early on Saturday morning, but I guess everybody's waited to the last minute for all them stocking stuffers, so they're having to run out and get those presents. For anybody who might be listening, Kilo Zulu 4 Mike Variety.
KO4HV, my wife, I am too. She's, I get in trouble sometimes.
I mean, let me break with you for just 1 second. I'll be right back. Kilo November 4, little blonde operator, KZ4M Mobile.
KO4M, Kilo November 4, Lima Bravo, Oscar. I'm listening. Good morning, gentlemen.
Madam, where are you at now?
Almost in the parking lot at work, and the fog clears up a little bit, but it does start to rain.
Just wanted to know where you were, make sure you got in all right, and I was asking for a weather forecast. That way we both know. I appreciate it. You have a great day, and who knows, I might stop by and see you when I get out. But we'll talk to you.
Okay. Y'all have a great day at testing. Kilo November 4, Lima Bravo, Oscar.
My boss lady, KZ4M.
So, was that your YL? XYL?
Yeah, although I think sometimes she claims that I'm the XYL.
Same way.
You're coming into the shadow of Paris Mountain. You're starting to get a little weak and breaking up just a little bit.
I'm at the red light of Red Lobster right here on 29.
With a little white Nissan Frontier that just went by you. In for LBO. She works right there at Landscaper Supply on North Pleasantburg.
Standby, Tom, 1 second. KO4RYP, KO4NUE.
4NUE, KO4RYP.
Just going to let you know fog's pretty bad and traffic is pretty heavy this morning.
Heads up, I was afraid of that. I'm afraid it's going to be that way all day. Maybe not the fog, but definitely the traffic.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know, be safe out there today. I'm not sure when I'll be back, but take care. I'll see you this afternoon. KO4RIP, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
You be safe too. Take your time. I'll see you later on. KO4RYP, clear.
Back out of the throttle just a little bit. It decided it was going to start raining on me. Now it's trying to stop.
It's find a place to pull over here in a minute. This coffee's getting to me a little bit. I'm not sure where to stop either. I'm in a bad spot, but at any rate. So that was my XYL, and her name is Anna. We live right there on Mount Lebanon Road in Campobello.
Let's see. You should be awful close. You're not too far out from getting down the Red Cross. I'd wait until I got there if you can. You should be, about turning on Church Street?
Turn left down here at the bottom of the hill. I'm hoping I can make it.
385, getting ready to come up on Haywood Road, so I'm pressing on you, but I think you're ahead of me by a bit.
Chicken City's not bad. It's moving along pretty good. But 29 was packed. Not as bad as I've seen it, but for this early in the morning, it's pretty cool.
It's gets me is you'll get three vehicles, and they all try to run the exact same speed side by side and blocking up the road. And I'm like, oh, come on, one of y'all just go forward or drop back, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right, Tom. Well, listen, I'm gonna step on out here for a second. Focus on where I'm going. I think I'm on the right street here. But it's nice talking to you. I'll see you in just a few minutes. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
You be careful getting in, and we'll see you here in just a few. 73, and be careful on the road. Kilo Z4 Mike Mobile, clear listening.